Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And I want to thank you for tuning in for another episode of Naughty Tales. I want to thank my audience for tuning in tonight. You're in for a treat. We got another sweet, sexy story that I'm tucking you into tonight. And it's called Fully Blown. Yes, only from the mind of Jaylana Stevette. I love what I do, and I do what I love, and that's why I am here tonight and on Wednesday nights on Spotify at 9 p.m. So I had taken a little bit of a break. I had taken about a 3 or 4 week stint here, but I had to finish up the next book that I'm writing. So yes, Jaylana Stevette is all about her business. So with that being said, let's get all the pleasantries out of the way before we get started here. You can follow me on social media, on Facebook, on my professional page, Jay Willis, or Jaylana Stevette, the author. You can also follow me on Instagram at Jaylana underscore Stevette. And I'm even on TikTok, y'all. At Jay Stevette, where I've got some sweet, sexy videos for you, where I keep it spicy. So you can follow me on all of my social media handles. And if you want a little bit more audio, why don't you pick up my book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. It's on Audible, and it's also on paperback everywhere that books are sold. So it'll prepare you and get you ready for the sequel that's coming out this spring, Getting Back to Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. So that's the sequel to Getting Back to Happy. So that'll be out early spring. And then I've got a whole new book coming out in the summer dedicated to this podcast called Naughty Tales. It'll be a whole compilation of more sweet, sexy story. So get ready for that. Get ready for that. So 2023 will be a hard hitting year for me. I plan to also release my lingerie line as well. So that's going to be a good time too. I'm going to have some sexy exclusive pieces for the ladies out there. So the gentlemen who are listening in, you're going to want to buy some of these pieces for your ladies because they are going to be so hot and so sexy. Oh, there's a few pieces already done that are hot and sexy. And I've got a few surprises coming out with that as well. And ladies who are tuning in, you're going to want to get these pieces as well. So there's all of that. But anywho, now that we've got all the pleasantries out of the way, it's time for us to dive in to the sweet, sexy story. Fully Blown. So without further ado, Fully Blown on Naughty Tales. It was a wild-ass night is all I can say. But as a full-time socialite, I get paid to party and party hard. Last night shouldn't have been any exception to that rule. And the night started out the same. My beautiful friends who were recruited for the club, VIP, bottles, and the men with the biggest bankroll. My job as a socialite was to entertain and do it well. When wealthy men came into our city and were looking for exotic entertainment, your one and only was there to make sure all their dreams came true. My name is Jaylana Stevette, and I sell fantasies. Like I said, partying became a full-time job for me, and what started as something small turned into an upscale, lucrative business for me. My humble beginning started with a contract with an HBCU alumni that blew into town. 1 week before his arrival, he asked me to put together an after-hours event, which I scrambled to put together on my limited connections. 2 years later, I became connected with all of the who's who in the good old Midwest. My career was selling after-hour fantasies. I created an upscale gentleman's environment where the men could indulge in their deepest fantasies in discretion. My clients were men with the bags of all kinds, from the drug dealers to the politicians. It was my job to provide the most beautiful women to show these men a good time while they were in town. After that, they would go back to their ordinary lives doing whatever they do from day to day. But they never forget. And they always came back for the fantasy. One Thursday afternoon, I was contacted by a local businessman who was also a well-known street professional to handle a local party he was having for his birthday. I asked, "A man like you can travel anywhere in the world for your birthday. Why would you want to stay here?" "Oh, I already travel, Ma. I'm doing something small right now. I'm planning something big in a couple of months in Vegas when they release the fight date. Man, that's going to be one of the biggest fights of the century. That'll be my birthday gift to me." "I see. Well, perhaps we can create a pre-Vegas type theme for you with plenty of beautiful women, a casino setup, and then a little after-hour strip club feel. You like that?" "Yeah, that's dope. I heard you was the best. What you look like?" He FaceTimed me instantly. Thank goodness I was looking good. I answered and said, "Oh, hello? Damn, baby, you fine too." I laughed. He wasn't bad to look at either. We hammered out the initial details and he promised to get back with me within 24 hours. When he secured the location he wanted for the event, one of his personal spots, he said, "I'm going to lock your number in with your sexy ass." I smiled and my pussy got wet. I knew I had to focus on the business that paid me, which was creating the fantasy. He promised to call me in a couple days to schedule a walkthrough of his club. When I got to his spot, I was highly impressed with the establishment and also the eye candy that this fine-ass man provided. He was about 5'10", which was a little bit shorter than what I was accustomed to. But what he lacked in my preferred height, he made up for in looks, build, and a swag that knocked it out of the park. Okay? Jermaine Watson was his name, and he was dark-skinned, short, with facial hair and a solid muscular frame. He smelled amazing, and although he was close to my age, he had a swag of a man in his 30s. I don't know what scent that man was wearing, but the aroma of Jermaine alone was enough to create a fantasy of my own. Jermaine introduced himself by opening the door of my Mercedes and drawing me in for a hug. His arms around me felt like protection, and I took him in and tried to focus on the task I was paid to do. He looked over and looked me over, and I could tell he liked what he saw. I let him take me in and decided that whatever fantasy he wanted to create with me for business or pleasure, I was making myself available. Jermaine showed me around the establishment and I immediately sprung into action with a plan for him. The gentleman's event would be filled with pure pleasure. He said, "You came highly recommended, Ma, and from the view I'm taking in, I can definitely see why." I gave him one of my award-winning smiles and said, "I'm so glad that I came highly recommended, and I thank you for the compliment. Flattery definitely gets you everywhere with me." "Is that a fact?" "Oh, absolutely. What woman and what beautiful woman doesn't appreciate them? Flattery, anyway, and compliments." He smiled, blushed a little behind that hardcore exterior. He pointed at me and said, "You're good, Ma. Smooth like butter even." "Well, I'm definitely good at what I do." "Everything?" everything. We stared at each other for a moment. What was said was understood between us. This man wanted to mix business with pleasure. It was not my practice to mix the two, but his swag, his energy, it was everything. I kept my composure, tried to play it cool. I wanted this man, but I didn't gain the reputation I'd had in the city by being loose. I kept business, strictly business. Jermaine and I signed our business contract, and that hot young thing walked me to my car. Jermaine looked at my Mercedes and looked back at me in admiration. I could tell he liked a go-getter in a woman. He smiled and thanked me for my services by drawing me in for another hug. Damn, that man smells so good. Our embrace was a little longer than a business arrangement should be, but we both stayed in the moment. His mouth gently brushed up against my neck, and I felt his breath on my body. It sent chills that created visible bumps all over. We separated, and he opened the door to my car and said, "I expect us to be in close contact over the next couple of weeks. I'll be in touch by FaceTime, and I may need you to stop by as we finalize things. I'm a very hands-on person. You don't mind, do you?" "Oh, not at all, sir. I actually love hands-on." "Show me what you want, and I'm definitely at your beck and call. Customer satisfaction is what I specialize in. I'll go at your pace." I put my shades on and smiled to myself, kept a poker face. He looked at me like he was trying to read me. I locked his number in my phone and headed to the spa to get some relaxation for the rest of the day. Over the next couple of weeks, Jermaine was true to his word, hands-on. I spent a lot of time in that man's private office, and the sexual tension was building. It was the night before the event, and he and I were putting the final details in place for his grown and sexy erotic affair. As I said, the sexual tension between us was building. So when he called me to his office to finalize things, the naughty girl in me wanted to make sure that I wore something playful. I had a short, sexy baby doll mini dress with a plunging neckline. And since my breasts are full and plump, I made sure that I sat them up nicely. My mini dress stopped right above my thighs, and my long legs were accentuated by my Christian Louboutins. And did I forget to mention that I wasn't wearing any panties? Yeah, it was definitely a naughty girl type of night for me. I walked into his office. Jermaine looked up at me and then looked me up and down and smiled. He signaled for security to leave us alone in the office. The big muscle-bound man exited the office in a hurry and closed the door. I looked back at him and admired his appearance. I looked down at his Timberlands and my pussy got instantly wet. Again. When he drew me in for a hug, I let him feel my body and I took in his aroma. I knew that he knew I have no panties on. But anyway, he grabbed my ass. And we both knew that Boo Boo Kitty was flying solo, like I said. Jermaine pulled away from me, and we got down to the business at hand. After 30 minutes of pleasantries, our business was done. He was pleased with the details and was ready for tomorrow night. Jermaine transferred my final deposit to my bank account, and we stood up to conclude our business. As Jermaine walked me to the door, he walked beside me with his hand touching the small of my back. As I reached for the door handle, he drew me in again. He said, "Our business is done, you know that." "Yes. You are a man of your word and you saw the event through to the end. I really hope you're satisfied with everything. Like, seriously." "Yeah, I'm satisfied. But not with everything." "No? Why is that?" "I never got to see how you taste it. I'm gonna have to kiss you at least one time." I smiled, and Jermaine leaned in for a kiss. I must admit, his French game was amazing. Being a good kisser myself, I allowed his tongue to play in my mouth. Our tongues did a dance that was sensual and arousing. Our tongues played a game of chase, and we both wanted to get caught. We came up for air, and Jermaine grabbed me by my waist and walked me to the corner of the room until my back was against the wall. I looked up into his eyes, and he kissed me again, and his hands roamed my body. Jermaine's hands traveled south until they reached my thighs. He said, "I love these thighs, girl. Thick as fuck." I lifted one of my legs and wrapped it around his waist. "Oh, you flexible too?" Jermaine leans in and plants kisses on my neck. My body responded by rubbing his chest and letting my own hands travel south. I edged lower to his manhood. My hand kept traveling south. I could feel his hardness, and I was definitely impressed with what he was working with. Strangely, I felt the sudden urge to give him something that he could feel. I stroked Jermaine's rock-hard shaft. He moaned, and I knew he wanted me just as much as I wanted him. Jermaine picked me up and wrapped me around his waist. My juices dripped from inside as he walked me over to the desk and in one quick swoop, cleared everything away. Now, I know I've had some sexual experiences, but this one right here turned me on. Jermaine sat me on top of the desk. He removed my dress and stepped back to admire my body in the red push-up bra, no panties, and of course, my Louboutins, which were screaming, "Come fuck me." Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stevette is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling, it'll leave you both satisfied and searching for your next erotic journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stevette. She's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. I stepped off the desk in my red bottom shoes and walked seductively towards Jermaine. I unfastened my bra as I looked at him intensely. As he stood before me, I undressed him first with my eyes, and then with my mouth, and then with my hands. As he took off his shirt, I unbuckled his belt and unzipped his designer jeans. Jermaine's friend revealed himself through his boxers, and I looked down at the pre-cum seeping from his tip. I stepped closer to Jermaine. I released his manhood from his boxers, stroked him gently. He moaned again at my touch. I needed to see what he tasted like. I had to. Was dying to. I knew he wanted to taste me too. The thought of him tasting me set my pussy on fire, and I thought about his tongue as I stroked him. Jermaine brushed his fingers against my wetness. I moaned a little. I knew he was pleased that I was so wet, and I wanted him. I dropped to my knees while continuing to stroke on his shaft. With one hand on his twins and the other on his shaft, I took my tongue and began to lick Jermaine's goodness. I started from the base of his shaft and licked until I got to the tip. I looked at Jermaine's manhood. It was a beautiful piece of chocolate. I licked the tip again, teasing it with my tongue. My other hand massaged his twins and he whispered, "Damn." I smiled on the inside as I knew I had his attention. I placed the tip of his shaft in my mouth, took more of him in slowly. I made my mouth wet as I sucked and licked his Johnson. I took in some more and looked up at him. His eyes were rolling in the back of his head. He looked down at me as I licked and sucked. I took it out of my mouth and stroked, licked it again, made it real wet. He moaned. I placed him in my mouth again and sucked. My juices wet from my oral as he moved in and out of my mouth. He yelled, "Fuck, Ma," and stepped back and I smiled. I was this close to snatching that man's soul. He said, "Uh-uh, Ma, come here with your sexy ass." I giggled as he backed me into the desk. I hopped on top of the desk and Jermaine spread my legs apart. My juices dripped from my kitty in anticipation of what that mouth was going to do. Jermaine wasted no time giving me pure pleasure. He licked the edges of my lips and I silently whimpered. His tongue was laser precise as he licked my lips. He brushed up against my clit with his tongue. My clit flickered as if to beg for more. He did not disappoint and licked around her as her juices seeped, begging for more of his attention. Jermaine answered her call and placed his tongue on my center as his hands held my lips apart. He was skillful indeed as he took his time with my pussy. He loved being down there, and my hips moved in tandem as he licked and sucked. I moaned and said, "Damn, baby, you eat this pussy so good." Jermaine's tongue flickered and fast as my hips matched his energy. As he licked and sucked my clit, she dumped. Jermaine alternated between kissing and licking, setting my body completely on fire. My kitty exploded in his mouth, and Jermaine sucked a ball of juices. Jermaine stood before me. He grabbed my ass and edged me closer to him. I grabbed his shaft, rubbing it up against my clit. We both moaned a little as I placed Jermaine inside me. Jermaine entered me slowly and deeply. His strokes were slow and methodic, but deep penetration. I felt the intensity of every single stroke. Jermaine moved in and out of me, and I moaned. Our hips danced together, and I released my breasts from my hands. I looked up at him, and he stroked me. He looked deep in my eyes. I fingered my nipples as he watched. He opened his mouth, and his strokes got deeper as he watched me. I squeezed my nipples. Jermaine stroked some more. His strokes intensified, and Boo Boo Kitty got wetter and wetter. As Jermaine went in and out, the sounds of my wetness was the only symphony that could be heard in that private office. Jermaine moved me closer. I wrapped my hands around his neck. He said, "Sit on this dick, Ma. and I obliged. I bounced up and down on Jermaine's shaft, dug my walls deep inside him. Jermaine's pace intensified, and Boo Boo Kitty gripped his manhood. Jermaine said, "Oh, shit," and I dug deeper as he stroked. As I gripped, he pounded, and my clitoris began to pulsate. Jermaine grabbed my hips and went deeper. I got wetter and wetter. He pounded harder, pounded faster. I moaned and I gripped. Jermaine dug deeper, and I yelled, "Damn, baby. Oh, shit. I want you to come all over this dick. Oh, yes, baby. It feels so good." Jermaine grabbed my titties, placed one in his mouth as he stroked, sent tingles down my spine, and my pussy began to tingle. I dug deeper. He pounded faster. I moaned. I yelled. Hell, I yelped. "Oh, God, I'm coming." That's right, Ma. Take this dick. Come one more time all over this dick. Jermaine released himself from me, and I stepped back. He turned my body around and laid my head upon his desk. Jermaine slapped my ass and said, "Damn, you got a fat ass. I've been waiting to do this for weeks now." He entered me from behind, and the intensity started all over again immediately. Jermaine's strokes felt like sunshine. He stroked deeply as he massaged my cheeks. Jermaine played with them. He slapped them up, flipped them, rubbed them down. Oh, yes. I backed that ass up into his shaft, and Jermaine slapped my ass and said, "You really think you could take all this dick from behind?" "Oh, yes, and I'm handling it well. Let me get all that pussy, baby." "Oh, yes, Daddy. Give me more." Jermaine went deeper inside me. I moaned in pleasure as his strokes intensified. He pounded inside me and I creamed. Jermaine eyed my creaminess in pure satisfaction. That man has set out to do what he had came to do. I came all over Daddy's dick. Jermaine picked up the pace, and I laid in submission. He went deeper and harder and moaned, and I moaned, and I screamed, and I moaned, and I screamed, and I took the D. Jermaine gripped my cheeks as he pounded. He dug deep in my flesh and went faster and faster. He said, "Oh, shit, I'm about to come." Jermaine stroked at lightning speed until all of his energies released inside me. Jermaine turned my face around and kissed me from behind. He led me to his private bathroom, and I got myself together. We said our goodbyes, and I took my Mercedes for a long ride in preparation for the next night to come. Jermaine's event was a success, just as he thought it would be. I created an environment that night where every man could have his greatest fantasy. And the night before, for Jermaine, I was his. My name is Jaylana Stevette, and I create fantasy. Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And I want to say a huge thank you to all of my fans all around the world. Now, I had to revise my thank you because my listenership is increasing by leaps and bounds, y'all. I want to say thank you to the listeners over the last 30 days who have increased my listenership in two more countries. Y'all are doing it. Y'all are listening to these naughty tales and sex and the single girl chronicles. My, my, my. I hope you're loving it. I hope you're loving what you're listening to. So I just want to say a huge shout out and a thank you to my audience in the United States, in Australia, in the United Kingdom, in Canada, in India, in South Africa, in Norway, Germany, Portugal, Taiwan, and Ireland. A huge thank you. Your listenership does not go unnoticed and it does not go unappreciated. I feel blessed. I feel highly favored and I feel sexy, y'all. So thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Continue to tune in. Like, share, follow me on all of my platforms. Share these short, sexy stories and these chronicles with all of your friends because it's going to give you pure entertainment. So I just want to thank you so much for tuning in and let you know that Jaylana Stevette, she loves you and she appreciates all of your support.